3, 2, 1, go.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Hapa.
Hey, Caitlin, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's a summer day in spite of El Nino. Today has been perfect, even though I've been in bed all day. I'm good.
You deserve the bed rest.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just hanging out with our podcast guest today.
Who is that, pray tell?
Okay, so our podcast guest today is Gage. Gage is my boyfriend. I don't know why I'm laughing. We had
it's
another
a boyfriend
guest
tag, y'all.
Oh my gosh. We had another guest scheduled today who got sick and had to cancel last minute. So I pulled in an impromptu guest. So this is like 30 minutes in the making. So he's on the podcast today.
Hey.
And Alba's meeting him for the first time on the video.
It's so random. Hey, Gage.
Hey, how are you, Abba?
Good. Good to meet you. How does it feel to be the first man on the In Our Own Time podcast?
Oh, my God.
I feel honored. I wish I had more prepared, but I feel honored. I'm excited to be here.
Your existence is all the preparation you need.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet to say.
I mean, we're just winging it usually anyway, so yeah.
No, we're not winging it. We're always prepping. We have like notes. This is like a very efficiently produced
super
podcast.
Super serious.
We're like professionals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why we disappear suddenly for a month sometimes based off of our
emotional
landscape.
Things have been wild lately. So we have an impromptu guest today. Checking in with everyone else. I guess this is posting like 2 weeks after our last one, so we're like in our good time now.
We're on time.
Yeah, in your own time.
That is our motto for this. Always.
It's why we called
time.
It in our own time. We struggle with maintaining the time that we keep for ourselves as well.
Just generally, yeah. So we're here. I'm here for another. I leave tomorrow.
Where are you
it's
exactly?
Been a very short visit.
San Marcos, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So not too far outside of Austin, about like 30 minutes south of Austin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you from there, Gage?
No, I'm not. I actually ended up here because of a guy that I met at a concert last year. I went to Austin for my birthday and I met a guy at a concert who said he really liked going to school here, and I got out of the military last year and I didn't know what I was going to do. So that guy told me it was really cool here and I ended up here.
Mm-hmm.
That is so random. I love it.
Yeah. And then he met me, I don't know how many months before he left. And then, then that whole thing happened. So
now y'all are in long distance loving. Yay. Mm-hmm. And you get to go to like Austin and San Marcos often, which is a win.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun area. So it's been fun. Been good to like get out and about. And so we're doing this thing now, which has been a journey, a fun. I mean, because we were like living in the same place, like just hanging out. It was very casual. We met in like very weird circumstances. And by weird, I mean like on my catfish online account. So. Do you know this story? You know this story, Abba, right? I can't remember that
I'm cheesing. I know we wanted to go another pathway, but can we just like talk about the origin story and the relationship a little bit? I just want to like sit here and listen for a little bit.
So I had a fake Tinder account.
Gabe, you're one of the people Caitlin pulled with a fake Tinder account.
I knew it was fake though. I knew it was fake from the start.
Yes. So I had, I mean, like where I live, it's like not, you know, I don't really want to be recognized online because of my job, or like, you know, I'm either going to see like clients or cops or potential jurors, you know?
Also because you lived in a small town, so yeah, it's like double for the job.
Yeah, yeah. So I had like a fake account just so I could be like, oh, let's see what's going on out there. And
I'm here.
I had stock images from Google, you know, of like a woman far enough away of like the back of her head. Anyway, so, you know, I just was like looking for something casual. Anyway, Gage swiped on me and I did on him because I was like, oh, this guy could be really interesting or could not be really interesting. Like it was like one of those like you're either really cool or you're not. And it's hard to...
Why did you swipe on an account that was obviously fake? Like, what made you swipe on that? And then why did you think he would be an interesting person?
So, living in a small town, definitely there are times where, you know, there's not a lot to do. And I always saw, like, a fake account as something, like, really potentially interesting because it's either someone who's really cool or someone who is trying to hide their identity for some reason. So, you know, I figure worst case scenario, it's going to be like a hilarious story, and best case scenario, it's someone really cool.
He swiped on me, but then in his pictures, he was like doing cool stuff like outside, you know, and I was like, okay. And I don't know. I think you messaged me. My name was not my name on there. And Caitlin, nothing about guys, me was
it's
me.
Like a super, super, super fake account. Like this.
Yeah, it was everything super, super fake. Like the age was the same. Is fake. Yeah, everything was fake.
Yeah. I'm such a suspicious person. That's so cool that you're like, oh my gosh, you're probably really interesting or I have to hide that. I'm just like, this is obviously a con artist. I would be 100% sure this is someone who's trying to rob me.
Please, like, I have a dying family member. Send me your account for the...
Like, don't you guys know about all of the princes in Nigeria? Please. Why are you swiping on obviously fake accounts?
Well, I wasn't going to give her money. I mean,
Well, and so he messaged me and we were just like casually talking. And then I was like, okay, well, do you want to come over? And then he was like... No, like, I'm, like, whatever you...
I was like, that makes me really uncomfortable.
He's like, I feel nervous that I can't see your face. So, like
what the hell? Like, exactly. Like, you could be a murderer.
Yeah. So then I was just like, okay, whatever. And, like, I just, like, left it at that. So then that was the end. And then...
Okay, so what do you mean, like, you're just like, whatever? That's a really solid reason to not be interested in seeing someone that...
No, yeah, but I mean, I was just like... I mean, yeah, totally valid. But at that point, I was just like, okay. So then that was kind of like, all right, well, that's not going to happen. That's fine. So then I went out probably like a week later or something.
It wasn't too long.
I went to a bar and I walked in the door and he was sitting right there, like at the door. But like, oh my God, I knew what he looked like. But he didn't know what I looked like. So I, like, looked right at him and, like, smiled and then, like, just, like, was like, tee-hee-hee. Like, I, you know, whatever. So then I was, like, meeting friends and...
Did you not say anything right away?
No, but he looked at me and so I was
Could you sense it? It was just, like, a pretty girl
I couldn't sense it, but, like, there was definitely something about her and I, like, saw her walk in and I was, like, really trying hard to like gauge like, okay, is she here with somebody? Like what's sort of the situation going on here? Should I go talk to her?
Oh my God. That is so ideal for you to be like sneaking in a catfish account and as soon as you see in real life without the person even knowing, they immediately like are like, okay, I think that person is hot and also like interesting enough that you're like checking. It's just like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
So then happening. He didn't talk to me. But had said that he like wanted to, but I was sitting at a table with like some guys and so he didn't approach. So I went home later that night and I messaged him.
Sorry, this does not make sense. Caitlin, you didn't say anything?
No, but I did later. I did later. So I messaged him later that night and I was like, hey, were you at Red Door tonight? And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, cool. Me too. I saw you. Which is like creepier. It makes it like more creepy.
It's even
like,
worse. Oh, now you're stalking
account?
Him.
But I'm like, but I see you. I see you. Do you see me? So
Caitlin,
anyways.
You're crazy.
Yeah, but then he was like, okay, well, send me a picture so I know, like, so I can see if I saw you. And then I did, and then the rest is history. Because he was like, oh my gosh, I was gonna come talk to you, holy cow, or whatever.
I was so excited when she sent me that picture, because, like, I'd been talking to my roommate sort of about, like, the situation, and I thought it was, like, kind of silly, the whole, like, Tinder thing. I was like, ah, I don't really know what's going on with this profile. And then I, like, ran out of my room full speed. He was on the couch in the living room, and I was like, dude, I have a story to tell you. Like, I cannot believe what just happened.
Oh, my God. That Tinder actually coming through, except not, but kind of. It was a connector in a way.
Yeah,
I love that. Oh my gosh, I can't believe neither of you said anything though at the bar. That's so funny. But I feel like early Tinder days, when I used to like Tinder a lot years ago, there was a time, especially because Tinder was newer in Nairobi then, whenever you went out to the club, it's just like a bunch of guys here look familiar, and I don't know if I know them in real life or if I like swipe them on Tinder. Like, why does everyone look familiar?
Yes.
Oh.
So yeah, announcement here.
So yeah. Then what happened? Then, like, you guys started dating pretty soon after that?
No, I mean we were just, like, hanging out. Like, I knew, I feel like when we first hung out, like, the first time, it was like, oh, I'm, like, moving. So it was kind of, like, he knew he was moving and, like, at the end of summer. And so it was just like, oh, this is, like, casual and fun. And, like, it was really casual and fun. And, yeah, and then it just turned into... Oh, I like you.
I was just having so much fun, and I was like, I don't know. I hadn't been having fun like that, and I don't know. It had been a long time. It felt different, you know? And so when I was like making moves to leave Clovis, I was like, oh, like I don't want this to stop, you know? It's definitely worth at least trying to see if we can make it work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. How did you get over that hump, though? Because it's like you're having a lot of fun together. The energy is good. The chemistry is dope. But you're leaving, and you've also known each other. You've not known each other for that long. So there's like a big like vulnerability hurdle.
There was a lot of tension for a couple weeks. Out there.
Yeah, I feel like you like brought it up being like, hey, so like, are we gonna, like, do you wanna talk about, like, potentially something happening out of this? And we were both like, yeah, like, let's have a talk about that. And then he'd be like, okay, well, like, it'll come up. And then it just, like, wouldn't come up.
No one's bringing it up. Because neither of us
wanted to bring it up. And then he'd be like, so, like, I feel like we should maybe talk about this, but, like, I don't wanna make it, like, artificial, but, like, maybe we should plan to talk about it, because neither of us are, like, gonna bring it up. So, like,
I feel like the first time I brought it up, we were on a road trip, and I like hinted towards it, and I don't think that you were expecting it.
I know, so I said something like really weird. I feel like he was like, so when I get my apartment set up in San Marcos, are you gonna like come visit me or something? And then I was like, I like Texas, right? That's like, I just said something like weird, like I just. Oh, you know, those conversations they're hard because they are unexpected. And then I just was like, oh, I just made it weird. And now I just have to like sit in that because there's no coming back from like that weird comment. So,
oh my God.
The next few hours of the drive were a little awkward. I was like, kind of in my head, I was like, oh, that didn't go how I expected it to.
So you're like, does that mean that she wouldn't be interested? Should I bring it up again? Like, should we dead this?
And I'm like, all things also just like, yeah.
But if it has to end, also you don't want to make it shit now the last day. So it's like, should we have this conversation right now? But if it's not going to be a thing, should we just like enjoy this for what it is?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was still like a month and a half before you were leaving too. So it was like not like the timing was still fine. But yeah, I mean, in all things considered, like we had like very good communication from the start because we were both like, this is just like fun and casual and like I know you're leaving, so like nothing to lose, you know. So but like that was, we still like kind of like stumbled over that, which I guess is just life.
Yeah that, but, and the first month of distance too, like the first month was like kind of scary because
yeah, it was just,
there was just so much uncertainty about like how it was gonna work, what it was gonna be like, and you know, Like it was like the first time, like when she came out that first time, it was really nerve wracking too, because I was like, okay, like this is the first time we're seeing each other under the context of like having made a commitment to one another, which is like, it changes the dynamic. And so I was really scared of how that was going to play out too.
Yeah. You know, and I am like naturally pretty non-committal just in life in general. So it was scary. But
hashtag avoidant attachment.
I know. Oh my gosh, we did talk about that. Yeah. No, but it was like, yeah.
Anxious attachment game.
Oh, those are guys. That's why it works. It has to be a balance.
But it feels very secure, I will say that. But yeah, it's just exactly. Navigating from like one thing to the next. But I think like it worked. I don't know. It worked because like we didn't have expectations from the start. So it had like just a very raw kind of like effortless connection, because it wasn't like an expectation. Like, I'm trying to like date you seriously or something. It was never like that.
What do you guys feel individually that has kicked up for you? Like, what have you discovered about yourself within the context of this relationship, and not like relationship from the point of commitment, but like within the connection?
I like that. I like that question a lot.
Get into it, Gage.
Okay. I was talking to Caitlin about this yesterday on a walk. And I kind of love this too, because this is like a nice segue into some sort of other things as well. But spending more time with her, I've realized she like really embraces sort of a slower, more intentional style of living. You know, like she's like really in tune with like all of the birds and the squirrels and the flowers in her backyard. You know, she knows like everything that's happening like in her space. And is really intentional about that. And I feel like spending a lot of time with her, I was already kind of making a shift towards like a little bit of a slower, sort of more intentional lifestyle. But I feel like seeing her really fully embrace that has kind of helped me to embrace that a little bit more in myself, because I feel like historically I've been somebody who's like very like, oh, I have to do this and this. And, you know, I'm like very accomplishment driven and trying to do the most amount of things in the least amount of time. And
oof, yeah. Relatable so. in some ways. Yeah. I hear it. I love that. I know Caitlin, I'm sure she'd be sending you all those like, there's a nest in my yard with another hashtag. Yeah. And now there's this new other bug who lives in, this is now Millie's friend.
I'm always like, yeah, the caterpillar. Yeah, I send him pictures of all my new leaves unfurling and like weird shit like that.
Which is like really wild that you're that like present, connected, and able to like slow down and be so aware of everything around you, considering not that your career is... Our careers are a big part of what we do, and your career is the most fast-paced Speedy Gonzalez thing, and like still being able to like do that and then like balance out. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I think that's something that I've definitely also like learned more from you. What about you, Katie?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's definitely a lot. I think like one thing that, you know, we always talk about like the sides of yourself that get kind of like nurtured or brought out with other people. I think like Gage is like honestly like the most like extroverted person I've ever met. Or not, I mean, it's like you're super extroverted, but like also like so fun and social. And like I tend to be someone who can like kind of like draw myself back a little bit and like feel a little more shy and less confident in social situations. And like with him, like he makes it so comfortable because the way that he interacts with everyone is just like so like fun and loving, and like everyone feels like a friend immediately, which has made like interacting, you know, like have you ever, like you've probably dated someone where like interacting with other people is not fun. Like it just is not a vibe. God. And like,
yeah.
And I feel like definitely the opposite, where this has been like such a fun type of relationship to like be around other people too, just because of like how he interacts with other people.
I love that.
Everyone's so a cute friend to Gage. Yeah, so Yeah, that's a thing. But Gage, even though he is living a little slower life and more intentional, he's still doing weird, crazy shit. So
what weird, crazy shit do you do, Gage? Already the fact that you were like, piqued my interest by you being a catfish on Tinder. That is very telling. And you changed your whole life and living arrangements based off of a club interaction. That sounds like my eldest brother. I'm just like, what do you mean you're moving in with two girls you met in the club yesterday? Like, sorry, what? I just...
Yeah. I mean, right now he's like training for like an ultra marathon, like through the Amazon rainforest, like stuff that like I cannot fathom to do. Like he does like these really extreme like body things that I can't relate.
Oh my gosh. Could you say more on that? And why that? And is that part of why you joined the military?
So I can, I can get into that a little bit. So I actually was kind of inspired to do this race by Caitlin. She didn't
Caitlin
know
inspired
it,
you to do an Amazon race?
A run,
how?
Yeah. If he thinks I inspired him to run, no,
well,
I'm just
kidding. So the running, that's kind of always been like, you know, endurance sport has been my thing for a long time. But I kind of felt like I hadn't done anything. I hadn't really traveled in a little while. It's been like a few years since I had like gone on a big adventure. And I was thinking, like, what can I do? And I was like, oh, well, Caitlin's got a lot of connections in South America and Central America. I was like, maybe it would be cool to take a trip down there. And then I was like, okay, well, I've been getting into ultra marathons, and I was like,
what
I wonder if there's
even,
any
that
ultra
sentence,
marathons.
What does that mean? I've been getting into ultra marathons.
Just wait
how does
until
one
you
gets
hear what
into
that means.
Ultra marathons, and what the hell is an ultra marathon?
So, an ultra marathon is technically characterized as anything longer than a marathon, which is 26.2 miles. So 50K is like the standard, like first ultra marathon distance, which is about 31 miles, I believe. And then, so I did my first 100K in Houston, Texas over the 100 summer.
100 kilometers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good Lord.
That it took about 20 hours.
Of like continuous movement.
Did you stop?
Can you imagine?
Like
I stopped, but I tried not to stop because it
like
gets
you didn't
harder
stop
and harder to,
like, to
keep
sit.
Going. I sat like four times. But you stop sitting after a while because I like was nervous that I wouldn't be able to stand back up if I started sitting. Like once everything settles, it starts to be really uncomfortable. So
that's when it becomes uncomfortable.
it's less uncomfortable to keep moving than it is to stop and try and start moving again.
Fair. The one time that I did do a 21K, I too know about semi-ultra almost marathon now. I died and my knees didn't come back for like a month or something. But like as soon as you walk, then it feels like that feeling that you will have after a formal when you take off your heels and you try and put them back and it feels like everything.
Oh,
like it's like it feels like
broken.
The skin has come off or something. And it's just better if you don't. But for 20 hours, that was just for like 2 hours or something.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think part of that is because that's I didn't join the military because I wanted to do things like that. I am doing things like that because the military didn't give me that experience and it was something I was kind of craving. So I've been trying to find that on my own now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just like a casual like 5-day run through the most like treacherous jungle.
Yeah.
Is it just like a desire to see how much you can push your body and like what part of yourself you meet when you're on that journey? Or is it like the adventure of just like, I mean, I guess if you're in the Amazon or whatever, that's just a whole other adventure in itself. I don't know.
It's
exercise. Yeah.
It's a little bit of both. I got my first taste of it. So my dad has always like kept me sort of in that space. And we did, when I graduated high school, we did a bicycle ride across the United States, which was, we went from San Francisco to Virginia Beach in 42 days.
What? That's crazy because if you're saying 20 42. Hours, whenever bikers tell me they're running for like 20 hours or I'm just like, how do you maintain focus for any activity for that? There's nothing that I can do for that long. I don't know. Not even just like an intense activity, but like, how do you just keep doing the same thing continuously, like forever?
You go really, really deep inside your mind. So it's like a meditation. I would kind of, my strategy I could burn an hour to 2 hours with this strategy. And like it would be gone in the blink of an eye. I would go and I would pick just a random memory from childhood. And then I would try and remember every detail from the moment I woke up that day, even if I had to make up some details. And I would try and play the whole day in my head until I went to sleep. And usually by the time I was done with that little trance, it had been about an hour and a half. And yeah, I would link that together. I'd do that like probably like 4 or 5 times a day. And then, you know, it was time to go to bed. So
that's fascinating. Also, I'm just like, do I have any day that I remember anything from the beginning to the end of a day?
I can't even remember that from yesterday. Let alone childhood, which I like have almost zero memories from. Like my memory's so terrible.
Oh wow, that's really cool. That's really cool, Caitlin. You also do like not super intense outdoorsy stuff, but you also like the.
Yeah, I mean, I love to do stuff outside, yourself. But. Not, I guess my stuff is not, I've never been like an extreme physical push myself person.
You did that weightlifting like, class once.
Yeah, I mean, like that stuff, but like I'm not gonna go like run in the Amazon, but yeah. I mean, everything, we were with Sarah last night hanging out and I was telling the
Who's
story.
Sarah to your audience?
Sarah is a shared friend of me and Abba. Well, engaged now too, because she lives in Austin from college. So we were hanging out with her last night and her husband, and I was telling them the story of like the first time me and Gage went camping, and like
oh my God.
Like he didn't like plan, like he'd picked the like found like a really cool place and picked out where we were going, and so I was just kind of like. I'm usually like the camping planner person just in my life a lot. So it was like fun to be like, oh, like someone else is doing all like the brain work. And he didn't say anything about food, which is usually like the part that I'm most excited about planning for camping because I like love eating when I'm camping. And so he didn't say anything. So I was like, all right, like I guess he's probably just like got all the food situation worked out. And then he like came to pick me up that morning. And I was like, so do we have, like, food to go, you know? And he was like, I have a bag of cuties. You know those cuties, the oranges things? He was like, I have a bag of cuties in the car. And I was like, what? Like, that's what we're eating.
What do you mean? Like, as food? The little, like, yes. Tangerines?
Yes. A bag of oranges.
Why? Because what was the plan is to
start? Because he, like, doesn't eat. Yes. Because when he, like, goes camping or backpacking, he, like, doesn't. He doesn't eat. Like, he's like, I know.
Why?
I know, right? So then I was like, no, we have to eat. So
why don't you eat? But I do think that men eat a lot less than women in general.
We talked about that. I remember there's a specific memory I have of you and me. Like, when we were in D.C., we were, like, honestly going from one restaurant to the next for, like, an entire day. And on our, like, third restaurant, we were both, like, eating fish or something and veggies. And you were just like, yeah, like, you know, women were always, you know, historically, like, you know, gathering around home but, like, munching all day long. And the men were out in, like, long hunts and, or something. Thing. And as we were like sitting so comfortably on our like third restaurant,
that's
like casually true.
That's probably why
that.
He's running for 20 hours a day with like 2 tangerines in his pocket, just a hunter and gatherer instinct kicking up.
Yeah, I think I think that's what I'm kind of trying to harness, you know. I like want to harness like my like inner like primitive hunter, you know.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say you just carried like maybe a I don't know, a machete, and it's like, oh, we're going to go hunting and eat in
that. Oh my gosh, that would have been like the same kind of unsurprise to me though. But I mean, you know how I am with food. Like, food is, my life does revolve around food.
Can you imagine
food,
if you hadn't asked about it? That would have been a nightmare because you'd have been complaining.
No, that's
so
what
much,
we said.
Caitlin.
We
you'd
were laughing
so
last night. We were like, that would have been the end of us. Like, never. Like, you would have never seen
made it
me
out
again.
Of that camping trip. Oh yeah. My gosh. What other weird shit do you like
though.
To do?
What?
What so other weird stuff do you like to do? You do all of the things in your body. You're able to think of a day in detail. That I feel like I'm going to try that for like 15 minutes. Not even, I could not even try to do that for an hour and a half.
I feel like it's different with intention though. That's the, like trying to sit down and do it intentionally when you have like other things going on is a million times harder than when there's no other choice, you know, when you're in a position like that, you kind of like force your hand and it's like, you're either going to do this or you're going to stare at a road. And I would rather
have
do that than stare
Vipassana,
at the road.
Have you ever done Vipassana, whatever meditation, the thing where they like sit and for multiple days and you're just supposed to focus on your breath from the tip of your nose to your lip. I'm just like, that sounds like murder.
That but sounds like a very Gage thing to do. So he's like a yoga instructor now. So
oh my gosh, those are my dreams.
Remember when I first met you, when I would talk about you to Abba, I would call you like my yoga cult leader.
And I was like, I don't know much about this man, but if he identifies as like someone who could be a yoga cult leader, that is a person we want on our side. Our people.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I just like to explore my mind in like all of the different ways that I can, you know, sort of achieve different headspaces, find the different corners of my head that like I haven't explored yet. That's kind of my whole philosophy on life, you know, just like how can I find those weird corners of my brain that I haven't seen before. I was talking
like
about
intensity
it.
Intensity and meditation. You were talking about it? Just go ahead.
I tried to do a darkness retreat, and I'm not sure if you've heard about the darkness retreats.
No. That does not sound like something that would be pleasing to my spirit. So, what is a darkness retreat?
So, there are these retreats that they do where you're essentially in like a lightproof, soundproof room.
Like almost like an underground little container.
Yeah, and they'll and have
it's
someone
small. Like a cave. No, I mean it's probably okay. Like the size of a small it's the like ones I've seen are like a very small apartment, but it's all dark, so you don't really know what you're it's like a cave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's a bed and a bath and like a space to stretch or whatever, most of them that I've seen.
Yeah, and people come feed you, like they'll knock on the door and leave food outside and you can like go grab your food. But all of them are really expensive and very far away from where I was living. And I got a 4-day holiday weekend and I was like kind of inspired to try that myself. I'm no stranger to fasting. I fast somewhat regularly. And so I was like, to kind of like.
This is why we balance each other out pretty good. Imagine me fasting.
I mean, even you guys saying what it is that you've opened up for each other. One is like a slowing and one is an opening. It's just like directly linked to how you're.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so I like put foil over my window in my bedroom and like sealed the door so no light could get in. And I was like, to kind of save myself the logistics of figuring out who was going to feed me, I was like,
you had
I just want to
eat.
No, I just decided. I was like, I won't eat. It'll
just
be.
Just no big deal. Just like, no
how long did you do
all?
That? You did it for 4 days.
I tried to do it for 4 days. After 3.5 days, I just like couldn't anymore. I was
did you
just
feel like you're
of,
in solitary? Was it breaking your mind?
I got really bored and I couldn't push past the boredom. I like was really struggling to push past the boredom. Because without light, I slept probably for a day and a half. Like the first day
Ooh,
and a half,
nice.
I was just sleeping. Yeah, it was really nice. And then I was wide awake and my brain just like wasn't telling me to go to sleep after that. So I was just sitting there like wide-eyed with nothing to do. And then I remembered I saw a spider in the corner of my room before I started. And that started freaking me out when I remembered.
Oh my God.
So you like fixated. But people do that. Like these retreats, I'll have to send you some videos online, Abba. It's like I don't know how that was like on one of, you know, the explore page on Instagram. So I like had seen that once and then I looked at it and it's like, I could never handle like a sensory deprivation experience. Like I just think immediately I'd go to some really scary, terrifying places, which I feel like people that do it are kind of like, that's the point. But I'm like, that's not a point I want to get to. Like, I mean,
I know,
which is like, I think that's so interesting about you because you have like, you have a healthy respect and like fear, but you still want to access those places where I'm like way too afraid that I just like, I have zero interest in getting my mind there. Cause I'm always like, what if I get my mind to these places and then I can't get out?
And then what if you're, even if you can't get out eventually, but like during that, if you're locked up in a room, what if I go to the, like, you're stuck in like a darkness, not darkness of light, but in my head for multiple days. Oh my God, I would lose my mind. No.
I think the only reason I was comfortable doing that was because this sounds like a really strange thing to get into, but it's very on brand. have you heard of like the sensory deprivation tanks, like where it's salt water and you float on top of the water?
Those kind of sound, I'm curious about
my that. Sister really likes those. Yeah. She did those.
It sounds like it would be soothing.
Yeah. So I got really into those because the Air Force base that I was at, we had one on base and it was kind of a secret. They didn't really advertise it. But I became really good friends with one of the people who worked at the center that maintained it. And so I was going there for free and usually it's expensive. And so I was getting all the time. There was a period of time where I was doing it like 4 times a week. And so I got really comfortable in that space.
And you do it for how long at a time?
The longest one I did, typically it's 1 hour or 90 minutes, but the longest one I did was 4 hours.
That is insane. This is like, me and Abba could never. Could you imagine us like, doing something like that? Give me 10 minutes and a panic attack immediately. Like, just the claustrophobia alone.
Like, my cortisol levels are even spiking right now hearing about something. No. And I mean, I guess though there's like two ways. There's like being able to access all of that part and that version of your consciousness through deprivation. I'm like, I want to access it through like over infusion and whatever. I could go into the Amazon and maybe being out in nature and all of the plant life and all of the things, I'll still feel like, oh my gosh, you know, the expansiveness of it will unlock that. But with the, I don't know.
Shutting off. I'm not very good at meditation,
but I think I should try the meditation thing. I don't know. Like, I can't control my mind enough. And that's not.
I think the sensory deprivation tanks are a fast track to meditation. I will say, I think it gets you there faster. Just because you have no choice. Like, you will meditate.
Like, where else are you gonna go?
But I guess for an hour that would be good, but 4 hours, I don't know. Anyway, we could try it.
I wish you all could see the colors that Abba's wearing today. They're so good.
I'm in all of the bright yellows. Yeah, that's cool. I don't know. Not me though. Y'all be safe.
Not me. The yoga either. Though,
that's a good way to like get connected to the things. And are you like professionally trained as a yoga instructor?
No. I mean, I have the yoga teacher training done, but I did it through, they have like an online course that you can take for it. So I did the online course just because there wasn't anything nearby and I wasn't going to do one of those destination courses, just because it wasn't where I was at. Like, I wasn't in a place to be able to do that. So I did all of the online coursework and read a few of the books.
He's good at yoga.
Should do that. I didn't know there was like online versions.
Yeah.
And you said it started like during COVID, right?
Yeah.
So they had a lot of options for online classes, but I've been to some yoga classes with him. He's good. Actually,
flexible of all of them.
Did I tell you this, Abba? Right after we had only gone out like once. I had like just met him, and then there was like a free community yoga class at the studio in the town where we lived, and we didn't know each other were like going, and I like showed up and he was there, and there was literally, it was like a packed class. There was like no space except the space like right next to, like we had to put our mats like 2 inches away from each other. And I had like just met him, and he was like 2 inches away from me. And like, it was so, oh my gosh, I could like feel his body heat in class, and I like was having a heart attack.
I was really nervous because like yoga is kind of, it's kind of a place that I try and keep pure. And I was really nervous because
he's like, there's your butt.
What was impure about this experience?
Yes.
I didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable because I was like, oh, if she has like a dedicated yoga practice, like, oh, I don't want to come in here and like, you know, make her.
But we were this far away from each other. Like it was, yeah, that was a thing. We just kept having these accidental run-ins, you know, so.
Accidental, yeah.
Yeah, that one was an accident, but we'd met in person the week before. But yeah, and then yeah, you're good. He's good. He's very like long, so legs and arms are flying everywhere. Oh my gosh,
guys, y'all are so cute together. I'm into it, I must say. Injects it in my veins.
Yeah, Ava got to hear like all the beginning chatter about this. So good to finally meet you in person and not just hear like the wildest stories. Oh my god.
What does she know? Oh,
things that cannot be said on the podcast. So
this is not you know how like what is it? The thing that we posted on Spotify is always like, is this a rated episode or not? We're always like, no. So there's an expectation from Spotify.
Yes, so
family friendly pod.
Yeah,
no, but friendly. I love how. But it's so interesting though. How from the beginning it was like, I mean, wild adventure and all this stuff.
Yeah, we like had a podcast where it was like we were talking about like how good it feels to like have a crush on someone. Remember?
I listened and, like, to that one.
You did.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was just, you like, should listen to that. That was really early on.
Yeah, I had like just. I feel like I just met you, and it was just like, oh my gosh, I have a crush, and. All the good feelings that fall from crushes. We had very strong feelings about how good and how you should pursue crushes. Me and Alba did.
I know, right? I was also intensely crushing that time. Not anymore, obviously. But just like, oh my god, oh my god, all the feelings. Oh my gosh, you're having the feelings. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. All the feelings. We like boys. But it's like, I don't know. I think also for like, even the way you're saying, you're notoriously non-committal, and I'm not non-committal. I'm just like, I don't even know what it is.
Are you?
Is it non-committal?
I mean, like, it's like, it's definitely something. I feel like we, it's like, I mean,
a romantic is more what it is. Like, more than non-committal. I don't even know what it is. But then it's like, then you, when you get, open up your mind and like allow yourself to kind of like navigate the world through like leaving space for like connection and romance, mm-hmm. and like liking and loving. And it's just like, oh, it opens up so many other things in the other parts of your life. So it's really, I think even the way the rest of your year has played out, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know much about. One thing I don't know about is about relationships. I don't be knowing much about relationships.
You do, though. Oh, my gosh.
But like, I think it's a testament when, depending on, like, how the net happiness, joy, peace, and, like, mm-hmm. expansiveness that the person is able to bring to your life. And I feel like that's been really all clear as someone who's experiencing Caitlin throughout this relationship. It's like, I mean, I don't know Gage, but I know he must be cool people just based off of the reflection of him I'm seeing on her. So I'm glad I got to meet you.
Yeah, I'm so glad I got to meet you too. And I feel the same way too. Like every time I get to meet another one of Caitlin's friends, I'm always so excited because like they're always cool people. And it's just like, it says a lot about, you know, her too, that, like, you know, her friends are so cool. Like, you know, the circle of people that she keeps around are all awesome and really genuine.
I do have some really freaking cool friends.
The coolest friends, you know, the best people. It's a reflection of you. It's true. But yeah, I'm coming to Texas. That's so far away now. I was planning to come early in the year, but now it looks like it'll be later in the year next year.
When is it going to be now?
So you should still come in the summer, huh?
When do you think it's going to be now? I guess September. We don't need to. Okay. All right.
Oh, sorry, not us discussing our admin, but it's just like, you know, it'll be Austin. My big eldest brother is moving back to Austin for like a year and a half.
When is that move? That move is soon, right?
It's moved forward. It's like July now. Okay. June, July. Instead of March.
Yeah, Abba lived here for a while right after college graduation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which feels like a lifetime ago now. Oh my gosh.
It's a freaking lifetime ago.
Yeah.
But it's also not. I don't know. Time is not real, so.
I know. That's what we always, it's not real, man. Well, except that you have like a real place to be right now that time is a constraint of, so.
Oh my days, yeah.
Well,
okay, kiddos.
All right, Abba, well, have fun at your, at your hang-in tonight.
Let me go ahead and do that. I totally recommend, Caitlin, if you're not feeling super well, like sleep for like 14 hours. It fixes it. It's almost like a dark room meditation.
Yeah.
Except just eyes, choose like, being unconscious.
I can create a dark room myself. I just call it sleep.
When you said I slept for a day and a half, I'm like, I've done that kind of
thing. I know, like, we've done a dark room retreat, so.
But yeah, so good to meet you. And we should, guys, now, this was totally unplanned. We should bring you back to, like, talk about, we should have, like, a yoga episode or something.
Oh, I would love to. And I feel honored.
And we should bring, like, our other wellness friends.
Yeah, first male on the podcast. You're up next, George.
Thank you for bringing us really good male energy.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Abba. Talk to you later. Till next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. You can stream all our episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. If you enjoy the show, please give us a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as this helps our show grow. Follow us on Instagram @InOurOwnTimePod.